got something to God, the only way, come on, that they get to it, they can't just lay hands on you and give it to you. When they lay hands on you, they're putting something there. But like I said at the beginning of the service, you've got to stir that thing up.
Yeah.
You've got to begin to walk toward it. Come on. As the one walks, the other has to walk. If you, come on, be careful if you're following somebody who's giving a fasting, because the spirit that comes is going to drive you. Come on. Brother Perry, you can attest to it. That spirit is going to drive you. You may begin to seek God, but once you begin to stir up the Spirit of God, that Spirit is going to begin to, come on, lord over you, because He is Lord. And it's going to begin to take dominion over you to where you're no longer looking for God, but God's looking for you. Come on, to where you don't have to be in a special place listening to special music and special atmosphere to find the Spirit of God, but you can be mowing your yard. Come on, with the sun beating down on your head someplace, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost will show up upon you, and God will begin to talk to you as a father speaking to his son. I mean, that happens. You can be in the little room, you know what I'm talking about. Taking care of, you know, the business. God's not moved by it. God shows up. God says, I got him now. Captive audience. I'm telling you, God, in the shower. God show up in the shower again to get talk to you. Anybody ever had that happen? That you're not even thinking about God? You ain't even fasted and, come on, in your lifetime? Come on. You haven't even opened the Bible all week long. Every week you've laid your head down, too tired, and saying, God, I'll catch up with you tomorrow. And then all of a sudden, here's God showing up. Because God, as much as you hunger after Him, He hungers after you. As much as you desire to walk with Him, He desires to walk with you. Don't you know that God's Spirit is moving through the earth?
Yes.
And He's looking for those that He can cohabit,
yes,
with those individuals? That God's looking for fellowship today? Why do you think He invented,
yes,
and created that thing called man?
Amen.
Come on. And why did He put something with it? Come on. He's not out fellowshipping with the birds. He's not out fellowshipping. Come on. He wasn't in the garden walking with the rhinoceros and the hippopotamus if it was there. But the Bible did declare that He walked with that thing called Adam.
Yeah.
Amen. That thing that was bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. Even the book of Matthew declared even Adam is the Son,
yeah,
of God.
Yeah.
Come on, you better praise Him. I welcome you.
Amen.
Come on, you got to stop living to the outer man. You got to stop living alone to that physical thing. You got to begin to put it on hold. And a lot of you, the trouble you have with the physical thing is because, come on, because you don't live to anything in God. Come on, I'm trying to help you out. Amen. My hands up. This, you know, when I find myself getting in trouble, I know how to get rid of it. Amen. I start living to that inner man, because the inner man has power to put down the flesh, including all the addictions and the bondage that come along with it. Amen. This is the Spirit of God that He wants to get an individual off of drugs. That Spirit has power to do that today. Without a 12-step program, without a psychological way about it. Come on, you better pray. You better pray. The Spirit of God that is able, come on, to heal somebody from terminal cancer. Come on, there's an inner man that when you begin to live to that inner man, that inner man will begin to rise up and begin to come on you to take dominion over some things in the earth, as well as begin to open some doors for you by the hand of God to where your life becomes something that is marked with the very demonstration of God's Spirit, and you're no longer just victim to your circumstance.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
People's
going to live above. I believe it's going to come time we live above all these things.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the time when the flu no longer shows up knocking on my door, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I believe the time's going to come. Does that the Bible declare the time's going to come that, come on, the arrow fly by noon, in noonday?
Yeah.
Come on. The pestilence walk by night. I'm worried about going down and buying a package of what is this, a spinach? Or, I'm not worried about the Ebola virus. The Ebola virus better be worried about you before it's over with. Come on. Here it is. How can we shout about being more than overcomers?
Amen.
And declare greater is He that is in me than is in the world. And then the world dictates every single move we make. I haven't looked up to see if the terrorist alert was red or orange or purple or polka dotted in so long. My God, if I did, I'd lose my mind. As many times as I've had to get on an airplane and go someplace. Amen. I don't, you can just feel the tension. Ever been someplace around people that they don't have the Spirit of God? I sat on those airplanes right after 9-1-1. I sat on those airplanes with those people, and you could feel the fear coming off of them, man. Man. Fear fear, for the Bible says God not giving you a spirit of fear. He's giving you a sound, a soundness of mind, and the love of God, and the power of God. Come on, what's going to happen when the power of God begins to show up in your life? Come on, and when others fall one side and a thousand at the other side, but you're still walking the earth. I'm telling you, there's going to come a time that we're going to see the demonstration of that thing, because God is not a man that he should lie. He has marked that promise. It was seen upon Israel. It was marked upon Israel that he kept his people in the day of trouble, that he even sent angelic messengers to withstand their enemies. In one night season, one angel came and slew 185,000 people that came to oppose God's people. So don't you tell me that God is not able to place something with his people today to where they can walk through this area and have victory. Look here, I'm not here to just live a normal existence. I'm not here to work 9 to 5 alone and just be somebody else out there cutting their yard and, come on, cutting their hedges and mowing their yard and washing their car on their way out on a Saturday. It may look like that, but I was put here by God for this reason. I come to God's kingdom, and I'm in my element right now. Come on. He formed you in your mother's womb. He made you to be something. Some of you have not even seen what God has made you to be yet. When you begin to get your eye open to see what God's made you to be and what he has placed with you, I wonder what revelation is going to come out of some of you. And the time's going to come, you're going to get a microphone in your hand, and we're going to see whether or not you've been faithful stirring up that holy gift. Because that's the only way you can do it. That's the school of prophets, to have somebody that grabs you by your coattail and throws you out there right in the middle of the thing and says, "All right, son, move by the Holy Ghost." Come on. That's the way men and women of old came to something. Come on. And you're not going to just move by the Holy Ghost. You're not going to just get up there. It's going to take time. You're going to stutter. And, my God, I remember I still got the tape from my very first meeting. My God almighty, how anybody could have ever, come on, abided such a thing. Just a bunch of rambling nonsense. But I wanted God. I wanted that thing that I saw with others. I wanted that point to where I didn't even have to think about what I was going to say next, because God's Spirit got in my mouth. Come on. I wanted that thing to where the Spirit of God began to move through me and the gift began to come alive. Amen. So I just went ahead and sucked it up. You're going to have to suck it up too.
Yes.
Amen.
Great.
Wonder what's going to come out of your first time when you... And you can't just sit there and close your eyes and say, "Hallelujah," forever. After a while, you got that. We've seen them people like that. Amen. They try to get you to think the Spirit's moving and get you all distracted. You know, "Oh, yes, let's just worship him." No, you're supposed to preach. Come on, bring on the message. Amen. Some of you are going to have that experience real soon. Amen. Because we got to disciple some folk in these meetings. We're not going to be long about it either. We're not going to be here all old and gray still looking at one another and talking about something's coming. And it's already come. And could it come back by again like Halley's Comet? It's been 100 years. It's all right tonight. Come on, praise him. I wonder what's going to come out of Brother Dave sitting there. Amen. Come on, I wonder what's going to come out of you. Amen. Something's going to come out of you that you're going to know it's not even you. You're going to say, "My God, there really is something to this Holy Ghost." When you go home and listen to tapes of yourself, and then you got to go look in the Bible and just make sure it's in the Bible, that you're not leading the people astray. I said, there's another spirit. There's a Holy Ghost that shows up. And when that Holy Ghost shows up, my God, don't you tell me if there's a Holy Ghost that the Bible says that you don't even know what you need to pray for. Then don't tell me you know what you need to preach, preacher. Come on, you better help me out. Come on. Some people, if they spend Saturday night praying, come on, and humbling themselves instead of, putting together the Greek and the Hebrew and getting the timeline of prophecy together and all that kind of stuff. My God, we'd have something in some of these churches today. More than just have to drive 1,000 miles to get to somebody that really got a Holy Ghost. That's all right tonight.
Amen.
That's just as plain as I can make it. That's the way I was brought up in this thing. I never had anybody give me a curriculum. I never had anybody take me by the hand and say, "Come on, son. Amen, I'll help you become what God is." No, I didn't have that at all. I was kicked and prodded and, come on.
Amen.
And this guy can tell you a little bit about it. Those hard messages that we want to sit up and leave. Or we look at somebody else going, that God must be talking to them because I know He's not talking to me. Come on, swallowing that bitter pill.
Yeah.
And being like David saying, Lord, I know I look good outside, but search my inner parts.
Yeah.
There's some problems here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. When we let God make the changes He needs to make in us, then the doors will begin to open up. God doesn't need, come on, somebody else's half pot going out there with a little bit of a revelation and starting something up. God's looking for somebody that's gonna let Him work a perfect work. How many believe God can work a perfect work?
Yeah, yeah,
but there's a thing that even Paul declared called perfection. They all declare, who disagrees with it? Paul said, let us go on into perfection.
Right.
If the Father will so allow, let us leave behind the basic principles of Christ.
Right.
Let us stop talking every Sunday and listen to somebody preach about laying on of hands. That's what he was saying.
That's right.
He said, let us stop talking about baptism,
yep.
Whether it's the Holy Ghost baptism or if it's just in the water, whether it's up to the knees or over the head. Come on. He said, let's stop talking about even resurrection from the dead that we hear every Sunday, Easter Sunday, in every church in the world. They're going to preach to you about that thing.
Yep.
Amen. And Paul said, let us go on now to perfection. How many believe God's going to let you go on to perfection? Raise your hands tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We worship you tonight.
Hallelujah.
You're still shaking off those seasonal spirits. That's all right. It's a good meeting tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. It's time. We close out this old year. We need to start this new year seeking God. Only God knows what's going to befall this world in the next few months. We already got trouble that's brewing. Everywhere you look, there's trouble that's brewing. I don't have time to worry about that. I don't have time to sit there and listen to somebody talk about face the nation. Come on. The weak at war. I know we're at war. But my God, God's people better recognize they're at war. Amen. You've got to overcome those things that have overcome you. Somebody out there needs your prophecy. You've got to get free because somebody out there needs you to break them free. You've got to get delivered. Somebody out there needs you. Come on, you're going to come up to the healing hands of God to somebody else. Praise Him tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All those redundant messages and loud music. Let me tell you, something's going to come out of it before it's all over with. You're going to be thankful for everything. Everything you went through. You're going to be glad for every step that you made in faith. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to be glad for every opposition that came against you because it made you greater. Come on, you're going to be glad for the blessing that came against you because come on, in the midst of it, your bones were moved out of place and you're greater now than you were when you went into that thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good old song. Everybody wants to get to heaven. Nobody wants to die. That can be said about the church today. Everybody wants to be anointed and be a prophet and have some kind of gift, but nobody wants to go through anything.
That's right.
And even the Master was driven 40 days into a wilderness. Amen. He who is without sin. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, praise Him tonight. Thank you, Father God. Just take a moment and praise Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God. Time to stir up those gifts.
Glory to God.
Married people, time to begin to get with each other before you head off to work and get distracted and carried on to the point that you're worn out at the end of the day and can't even raise your head up. You better get smart. You better set that clock an hour ahead of time. Turn that TV off an hour early. Amen. Get up in the midst of the night season. I'm telling you, God's going to show up in there. And those problems you do have, He's going to resolve those problems. He's going to give you a love like you never had. Yes, He will. Amen. Because Christ will get in the middle.
Amen.
And where you can't love Him and He can't love you, Christ will be right there in the middle and He'll pull you together.
Yes,
amen. Thank you. And you know what it means to, come on, lay down your life as Christ laid down His life for the church. Husbands and wives, submit yourselves to your husbands. Thank you. The church ought to do also unto Christ. Thank you, Father God.
Amen.
Husbands, you're the head of your household. Don't matter if you've been in this thing for 5 minutes or 50 years. Don't matter if you can quote one bit of scripture. Amen. Or even like praise music. You better step into that place. Take that position that God's given you. Begin to pray over that wife. Amen. Begin to pray over those children. Begin to prophesy over that household. A good friend of mine, man, he takes it serious. God, he gets all the kids together and the wife, everybody, every morning before they step out the door, he anoints everybody and everything, prophesies over them. Thank you, Jesus. That's right, bud. Just keep on doing that because the time's going to come. It's going to make a difference. Who's going to be kept when trouble shows up? Those people that already, come on, are following after something. They're coming too late to jump in line when some things happen. Thank you, Father God. Praise you tonight. I'm not prophesying gloom and doom. It's going to be gloom and doom for the ungodly. That's what I'm going to say. God's people about to come into something.
Thank you, Lord.
I've been talking about being the head, not the tail, but we've been the tail too long, I'm going to tell you.
That's right.
Amen. It's going to be above and not beneath, but we've been beneath the whole time we've been saying that, haven't we? Thank you, Father God. Father, we praise you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Worship you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise.
What are going to be found? 3.5 years Jesus spent with unlearned men. Even if he got through with them, they still were ignorant, the Bible says. Why? Because they didn't know how to quote Scripture and all those different things. Because they were led by the Spirit of God. But when the Spirit of God showed up, the Bible says that when the Spirit of God showed up on Peter, there were so many words they couldn't even put them in the book. It said very plainly, with these words and many more did he exhort the brethren that day. I wonder how many hours Peter got up there and spoke. I think one scripture said that somebody began at the prophets and went all the way through the book. Who was that? Was it Peter or somebody? My God, Paul taught in his rented house every day for 2 years. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just ready to do that. God didn't make a way for some of you. Where do you begin at? God knows your obligations. Begin to find that little bit of time that you've got. My God, kick the Sopranos out and put the Holy Ghost in. Come on. Kick Monday night football out. Look at Monday night. Come on. Seeking the will of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you have a VCR or a DVD or something? You can get both of them. Some people will watch something and record at the same time. They got too much time on their hands. Thank you, Jesus. Disciples. Go ye into all the world and make disciples of all men. Disciples, those that are disciplined in the things of the Spirit. Those that know the Spirit of their God. Those that will allow the Spirit of God to lead them into things that they don't even want to be in. They don't want to be in. Amen. I've had God put me on fast right when I'm sitting down to eat something. And usually something I've been waiting, just licking my chops, just waiting to get, oh my God, I finally get a chance to eat it. And then the Spirit just show up. But not this week, son. You ever had that happen? It'll happen to you. Because there'll come a time that God just show up. He'll just walk in your house. Amen. When he becomes Lord, he'll just show up whenever he wants to show up. I don't know how many times I've sat down and watched some TV show, and right when you get to the point where it's all coming together, all of a sudden the Spirit just shows up and calls you aside, and you end up praying all night long. And you know when it's the Spirit, because there's no struggle. You don't even care about what just happened. You hear it, you've been engrossed in it for 2 hours, and you're right down to the last minute, and all of a sudden the Spirit rises up, and the Spirit says, it's time to go pray. How many have that happen? How many would like to have that happen? I'm telling you, there's a real Spirit of God. There's a real Spirit of God that will withstand you, that will show up. And you'll know that it's not just something that you put on in your mind or some theology as others have, but that God has chosen you and marked your life with the visitation of His Spirit. Raise those hands tonight. Come on, praise Him tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I desire that God's people would know that Spirit. Been to churches and seen people that have been in church for 25 or 30 years. They look at you like you're crazy when you tell them that God shows up like that.
Thank you, Lord.
And then the pastor want to come and tell you and rebuke you, you know, for saying something like that. But you can only speak the truth. If you're going to be honest, you can only speak what you've experienced. Apostle said, we can't help but declare the things that we've experienced and the things that we've seen. Thank you, Father. Praise Him tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise Him tonight. Stand to those feet. We're closing out of here. It's Saturday night. We came to worship You. We came to see Your name. Talking to you,
yes.
And it's not a big booming. Come on,
yes,
I told Cecil did it, that was it Cecil made a meal, and not some strange voice. As strange as it's your voice. The wisdom that comes out of that voice, you say, wait a minute. I never thought those kind of thoughts before. You ever had that happen? Raise those hands, lady. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, step on out here. Thank you, come on. Thank God for your sister stepping in. Thank God that you're one of those that the Spirit of God can move through and bring His breakthrough in these meetings for others. Thank you, Jesus. And I've learned the value of yielding to that Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Amen. I don't know how many times the prophecy has come through your tongue. And I had to interpret it by the Spirit. I honor you. I thank God for those little handmaidens. Why is it always the women take on that challenge? Fasting and praying and believing upon God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, everybody pray this. Oh, yeah. We're trying to get to this house tonight. Thank you, Father.
Give the Lord a praise.
Praise,
praise for that word. It doesn't have to be interpreted. Some things I speak to them in the Spirit. Amen. Your Spirit interpret those things for you. Thank you, Father God. Continue to praise Him. Continue to praise Him tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
thank you, Father
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you tonight, Father. Praise you tonight. Praise you tonight. A year of great change by what's happening in the political system. There'll be great turmoil and shaking.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Father.